It's 12:06. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. A Sioux City food pantry that serves more than 5,000 people each month is now being evicted from the building where it's been operating for the last 11 years, according to the Sioux City Journal. The Midtown Family Community Center, which houses that food pantry, a free Saturday meal, and the Urban 4-H program, will be forced to close because of the recent sale of its building at 14th and Nebraska Streets, according to Janet Reynolds, who's the president of the Jones Street Neighborhood Coalition. Boys and Girls Home Incorporated, which had allowed the community center to use the building rent-free, found a buyer for it last month, Reynolds told the Journal. With the sale, many low-income families may lose their primary access to food. Reynolds says she hopes to find someone who has a building that would be willing to allow them to use it to continue to serve the neighborhood. Most of the families served by the pantry are from the Near North Side. During the summer months, the community center feeds more than 3,000 children. The level of debt for the Woodbury County government continues to remain at a low level of 2% of the maximum allowed after the most recent borrowing approved in a Tuesday meeting. The Woodbury County Board of Supervisors yesterday unanimously approved issuing a capital loan note of more than $787,000 for money to be spent on long-term projects in the current 2018-19 fiscal year that ends June 30th. The total county indebtedness is now $7.2 million. County Finance Director Dennis Butler said county officials take pride in having a low debt ratio, which is now 2% of the maximum allowed by law. In Nebraska, Scotts Bluff County Commissioners have approved providing more than $2,000 in Keno revenue to help move historical markers and the grave of a pioneer woman who died along what became known as the Mormon Trail. The donation will serve as matching funds for a grant from the Mormon Historic Sites Foundation. The foundation helps memorialize sites that are important to the history of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Rapper Flo Rida and blues rocker George Thorogood will headline the 29th annual Saturday in the Park, July 6th. That was announced this morning. The free music festival at Sioux City's Grandview Park will also feature indie rocker Liz Phair, soul and rock artist Con Brio, and Michigan duo the Michigan Rattlers. In the past, headliners were usually announced by April, but organizers recently acknowledged that booking top acts this year was harder because of the proximity of the festival to the 4th of July, and the decision by some artists to either take that time off or go and perform in Europe. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett. Now let's take a look at the forecast.